यथा सिजातया भक्त्या शुद्ध न आत्मा भृतादिः. People after many religious ritualistic ceremonies known as yagya, vrata, dana, tapa, tapasya. But here it is stated that simply by sinnatan, dhinatan, vijyani, uddhamani, harirmohan. If one simply becomes engaged in reciting and glorifying the transcendental pastime and activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, moho, hare moho, 24 hours. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kirtaniya sadahari. Life should be so molded that this kirtan will go on 24 hours. Even you are engaged in your occupational duties, if you practice it, it will go on 24 hours. And when you are advanced in practice, as soon as you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, immediately Krishna with all his paraphernalia. Krishna does not mean alone. Just like when he speaks, the king is coming. That does not mean king is coming alone. He is coming, his private secretary is coming, his edicom is coming, his military secretary is coming, and so many people are coming. Similarly, Krishna, those who are impersonalists, voidists, for them Krishna has nothing to do. But actually those are devotees of Krishna. As soon as they chant this word, Krishna or Rama, immediately all Krishna's paraphernalia become manifest. That's like we stated in the Brahma Samhita. Chintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vikhala khabhiti sushira jiva vipalayantam rakni sahasta sata samhrama sevvamanam govindam madhishri sam tamamaya. Krishna means Krishna, immediately Krishna's Vrindavan lila, Krishna's Dwarka lila, Krishna's Mathura lila immediately become in remembrance. Krishna is fighting with such and such demon, Krishna is playing with his covered boy friend, Krishna is dancing with his gopis, Krishna is sleeping with his mother, Krishna is joking with his friend, Krishna is taking the cows to the pasturing ground, there he is taking bath, and so many things will come in your mind. But these descriptions are there in the Krishna. So actually, one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, simply by chanting as the one word Krishna, so many things will come. Hare Moha. And this remembering of Krishna's pastimes, when we are accustomed, then even when we are sleeping, we think of it. Hare Moha. That is perfection of Krishna consciousness. Not a second, not a moment, he is without Krishna consciousness. That is the commandment here. Sinnatang, dhinatang, bijyani, uddamani. Because when I'm thinking of Krishna, everything is profoundly uddamani, encouraged. Krishna is engaged in fighting with the demon. How is he saving his friends? in the forest fire, everything is how he reaches the Govardhan Hill. Now, all endeavors are uncommon in human society. They are very interesting, especially to the devotee. Yathāsi jātaya bhaktya. But these things happen when you are developed in devotional time, bhaktya. Just like you can imagine that if you have got profound love for a person, either for your children or for your wife, then you will always think of it. You cannot be without thinking of me for a second. This is practice only. So if we transfer this power of thinking to Krishna, that is our perception of life. We are thinking. We cannot stay without thinking for a moment. But if we think Krishna any such time, then our life is perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. Yathā sujātaya bhakta. But this situation is possible by advanced devotional study. Sujātaya bhaktya. Siddhe. And that will so long we are thinking of Krishna and his pastime, we are being purified. If we cannot think, then we must hear. Therefore, this is the opportunity. In a temple or in a place, in a institute like this, where there is always something in Krishna business. So, from morning up to night, something is going on about Krishna. So, by association, one becomes purified. Yathāsa yataya bhaktā suddhen suddhe na ātmā bhutādihi. By this formula, serious formula, it cannot be done. People are very much attracted to the ritualistic ceremony, but they are not attracted to a devotional service. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The beginning of devotional service is hearing and chanting about Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. They are not interested. But if somebody prescribes that you spend 3,000 rupees or 5,000 rupees have a yagya, how he will do? But simple thing, chanting and hearing of Krishna, they are not interested. In spite of performing such yagyas and ritualistic ceremonies, they remain the same. It is practical. And you see, those who are engaged in pure devotional service, beginning with chanting and hearing about Krishna, how they are making it. The simple process, they will not accept. Yathāsi yataya bhaktya suddhennātmā vṛtādhi kṛṣṇāṅghi padmā madhu līr na punat viśiṣṭam punat viśiṣṭa māyā guṇeṣu ramati vṛjinā vaśeṣu anyastu kāma hate ātmā rajap pramāśyum īhita karma jata eva rajap punasyāt. This is very important verse. Krishnanghi padma madhu leel. Those who are just like bees or the bamboo bees, they are always engaged in licking the honey in the flowers. Similarly, Krishna's lotus feet, the lotus, and as soon as there is lotus, there is some honey also. The taste of Krishna's lotus feet, the devotee, just like bamboo beads, there in there, olive, and Krishna, and licking the honey and the lotus feet of Krishna. Such person, Krishnangi Mad Padma Julit, na punab visista maya gunesu ramati. They are no more interested in the varieties of goods manufactured by the three modes of materialism. Maya gunesu ramati, vijinabahi. But these manufactured goods are carried along with it various kinds of danger. practically you can see that these Krishna conscious boys who are coming from very nice families of Europe and America, and the standard of Europe and America is much better than our standard of living. Their rooms are very well furnished. They have got nice bedstead, furniture, all. But here, they are no more interested. They are lying down on the floor without having any suitable bedding, without having any suitable dress. They are satisfied. That is also your state. Prasnam padma madhulirna punab visishtamma. What is this furniture? This furniture is a product of the different qualities of the material nature. Anything, not only furniture, the radio, the television, so many things. They are simply a byproduct of the interaction of different modes of material. A scientist engaged to discover something, Rajaguna, he is thinking that if I discover this machine, it will be sold and I will get money in India. So that means a real impetus of manufacturing something is the rajaguna, sixty, creative force. See, what is that creative force? Creative force is coming from the modes of passion. Here it is said that maya gunesh, kasnangi padma udhulir na puna visishta maya gunesh. The whole world is creation, whole material world is creation of the interaction of the three modes of materialism. Modes of ignorance, modes of passion, and modes of goodness, mixed up, maya gunesh. Or anything presented here in this material world, that simply gunamayi. In the Bhagavad Gita it says gunamayi. Guna means this material mode. Maya, vikarathya maya. In Sanskrit gama, there is addition, affixing, maya swastha. It's like sarnamaya. Sarnamaya means gold transferred into liquid and it is glittering. Similarly, this is gunamaya. Krishna says, mama maya gunamaya. By the material modes of nature, everything is manifested. Tejo bharim is vinimayam. Tejo, fire, water, and earth. By the addition of these gunas, is something wonderful is coming out, manifest. Everything is material. This body also is the same product, and this world is of the same product, and whatever you are using is gunavai. Everything is a product of the interaction of the three modes. Devi ji sa gunamai, mama maya durate. So we are captivated by the products of the material nature. But one who is engaged in licking up the honey from the lotus feet of Krishna, there no money is. That is Vairagya. Vairagya means unattached to material things. That is Vairagya. That is stated, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Sajad Ahitukam. Real thing wanted in this material. In our life, jnana and vairagya. Due to our attachment to the material thing, we are having different types of body and situation. This is the attachment. Therefore, in order to take yourself out of this entanglement of changing different bodies in this material world, one has to be detached. That is called vairagya. And how one can be detached? By knowledge that I do not belong to this nonsense. I am Sri Soul, I am Brahmāsmi. That is called jnana. After jnana, there is vairagya. When one understands that I do not belong to this family or society, so you become disinterested. Naturally. there is partnership business, and if one is no longer partner, he has no more any interest in that business. Sometimes it is happening that a man too much attached to his wife, if the wife somehow or other is dead, he becomes vairagya. A false vairagya. That is not vairagya. But he becomes detached. My wife is dead. I have no more interest. Attachment. Because we have got this attachment for this material world, therefore we are conditioned for changing different types of bodies. 80,000 and 400,000 of species are like this is going. But one who is engaged in devotional studies, automatically jnana and vairagya develop. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga prayed. If one engages himself in the matter of Bhakti Yoga, in the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, then this knowledge that I am not this body, I do not belong to any of this material thing, that is called jnana, and then detachment follows. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Natyoti Nakam. So, those who are trying themselves to become detached by different process, by yoga system, by jnana system, their process is ascending process by their own endeavor. But another process is this, the Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. As soon as you engage yourself in devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, this jnana and vairagya automatically. The same thing is confirmed here, that Krishnāṁi patma-madhulīrana punabhisiṣṭha māyāguneṣu ramate vijñāvahe. So long you remain attached to the different qualities or modes of material nature, you'll have to face different types of dangerous conditions. Vijñāvahe. Therefore, one who has enjoyed this material life, after enjoyment, they are not satisfied. It is not possible. People are in hallucination that by enjoying this material facilities they will be happy. Nothing to do with sattva, nothing to do with durasa. This is called durasa. Who is we hope we should never be fulfilled. But there are persons like that. Durasaya-ji-bahiratman. They do not know that this material happiness will not make me any way happy. It is called durasa. But one has to come to that state. So there are different methods, but here it is said simply by tasting the honey and the lotus feet of Krishna. Samayi manat Krishna padaravin. Therefore, Amurish Maharaj, he engaged himself always on the lotus feet of the Lord. Annasu kama kamahata atma rajapramasum ihita karma jata eva rajapunasya. Those who are not engaged in devotional service, anya, annasu kamahata, they are defeated by lust and desire. Kamahata. Annastu kamahata atmaraja pramastu. When they try to get rid of the sinful reaction of their life, atmaraja pramastu nihita karma, they try another. This yajna sacrifice, they are also called karma kanyogi, nihita karma. But the result is jata eva raja punasya. Now suppose you have to perform a great sacrifice. In the sacrifice, there is a petition that some animal should be offered in the fire. Not in all sacrifices, but a certain sacrifice. But if you do that, then you become again implicated, because you are killing one animal. And the sacrifice, of course, even you kill one animal, you are responsible. Those who are sacrificing the goat in front of Goddess Kali, the mantra says that you are taking the responsibility of being killed by this animal, mangsa. As you are eating the flesh of this animal, so you should also be prepared to offer your flesh to this living entity. That is called mangsa. Mang means meat, and sa means teeth. He also eating. So when in the jagga the sacrifice is recommended, that means if one is intelligent, if he understands the mantras and the performance, he will automatically see. Automatically see. Then why should I take so much in response? But people, they are forbidden. According to Vedic rites, you cannot take mansa. Those who are meat eaters, they are forbidden that you can eat meat by this ritualistic ceremony. So still, up to say 6 years, the people who never take meat, but take from the shop, no. Even the Hindus, some of them, not high class, not the Brahmin Kshatriyas, the lower class. Brahmin Kshatriya Vaishyas are never taking meat. They have learned now. And only Shudras, less than Shudras, they are taking meat and they are going to the Kali Mandir and sacrificing. Now it has happened so that by worshipping Kali one becomes God. Just see how much degree. The Kali Vasi was recommended for the lower class of men, and it is now advertised that worshipping Kali one becomes God. So much degree the society has become. They have forgotten the whole culture. And we are talking that, oh, he is God, he is accepted by the whole world. some Roman rulers. This is the annastu kamahato atma rajapramastum ihita karma jata eva rajapunasya. But by that ritualistic ceremony, he is again entangled. The example is just like the Kali Puja. There is Chandi Puja also. He can drink by offering a liquor to Chandi. Why they are in this hostage? It's like in other countries, there is no such system as Kali Puja, Chandi Puja, but they are drinking also, they are meeting, they are eating meat. So why in the Vedic literature these things are there? That yes, you can eat meat, you can drink liquor on this one. What is the purpose? That means the Vedic literature is encouraging them? No. The process is such that these meat eaters and the drunkards, if they follow this Vedic process, one day it will come, they will give up. The whole idea is to restrain, understand the process. The marriage is also like that. Everyone is after sex. So this is another process. That the marriage life, the rules and regulations following, gradually he will be disgusted and he will return. Vanaprastha. The whole idea is that to restrain people, because these are the material engagements. Sex, meat eating, and drinking. And for this purpose, people are gathering money. This is material civilization. It is not that a certain class of men or certain nations are addicted. That is the material nature. Everyone is addicted. But so long they are addicted to these habits, that means you have to accept some sort of material body. There is no question of salvation. The whole process is so scientifically and for the benefit of the whole human society, they are designed. But the panacea, the substantial medicine is here, devotional service. Simply by adopting it, everything becomes automatically vanished. You haven't got to endeavor separate. The example is here present. How they are giving us these material attachments. It is the sex and meat eating and drinking or intoxication. Simply by devotional service of Krishna consciousness. It is so powerful. One hasn't got to endeavor separately for this, as in other Nepal, very separate endeavor. Yes, but they are not going to hotel as other big men are going. They are afraid of going to hotel. Those are not Sudras, the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas, they have got money. They go to hotel, prepared meat is there. That's all. No bother with them. Stay and eat. Therefore, as it is said, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. There is no more Brahmin and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. All Sudras. Kalam Sudra Sambhava. There are so many other processes that without falling, nobody can remain in his own standard of Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Gavadhan, 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 Samaskar, same kinds of Samaskar of reformatory, no fall. Nobody is falling. It is simply going on as a matter of hereditary rights, ஆனந்தாங்க சத்தியம் ஸ்ரீசாங்க லட்சம் நோடி தான் நோடி சத்தியம் ஆல் சீக்கிரம் Vaishya was not wrong. He made all these ashras to gradually develop. Just like the meat eater. If you ask him, don't eat meat. He not hear. It is very difficult for him. Therefore, according to Vaishya, it is this time, yes, he can meet. He eat meat, but on the least part. But he made all these shastras for but. The idea was the same. But Narad Muni asked him, why is that? Because Narad Muni saw the Kali Yuga is coming, nobody will follow you. So give something which will directly help. That is Bhagavad. Simply by hearing and chanting, the Guru is everyone, everything. So therefore, the Bhagavad is the last contribution of the actions. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Sato Rajasthamo Bhava. Kamalubha Dayasya. Sita Etai Anavidhyam Sita Satya Pratila. That is such a nice thing that Sinnatang Satatakya, simply by hearing all the glorious words and vibration of Lord Krishna, one becomes purified. And as he becomes purified progressively, that not surprise to our dream, not completely purified, but almost purified, just like we are. It is not that we have been completely purified. We should always know that we are trying to be purified by this person. So, not surprised to our bliss, who almost purified. Such person, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, simply by culturing the Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Bhagavati Uttamastrape Naishthiti Bhava. The result is, even one is not fully purified, but his devotion to Krishna becomes Krishna. That is, when devotion to Krishna is Siddha, that means he is elevated to the platform of Satoguna. He is no more in the platform of Rajaguna and Tamaguna. And because he is no more in the Rajaguna and Tamaguna, therefore he has no more anymore attraction for this material thing. Then he has to still more advancement. And completely he will be liberated and he will be situated in transcendental life. Just like yoga sutra. Yoga sutra is a separate endeavor to learn how to control the senses. Yoga India Sangha. The purpose of practicing yoga means controlling the senses. But devotional service, because you are hearing Krishna, you are eating Krishna, you are chanting Krishna, talking Krishna, so there is no more necessity of yoga practice. Your
your senses being automatically engaged in Krishna, it is complete. It has no scope to be engaged otherwise. And that is complete. Is it clear? You are trying to control the senses, but because your senses are engaged in the service of Krishna, there is no more scope of your senses being engaged otherwise. That means it is complete. No, if you engage yourself in devotional, they control automatically. You have got to practice it separately. It becomes automatically. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita. Janati asu vairagyam jnananta ahitukam. Control means jnana and vairagya. That becomes automatically done without any reason. Of course, the reason is the Vasudeva Bhakti. Ahitukam. Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. Vairagya, vigata, minus. Sannyasi is simply a symbolic representation of vairagya. Finally, just like when you see a policeman in uniform, you understand that here is a policeman. Similarly, the sannyasi dress is that he has taken vairagya. But without dress also one can become vairagya. Real thing is that one must have no more attachment for material enjoyment. That is vairagya. So either you change your dress or not change, that doesn't matter. Sa-sannyasi. Anāsthita karma phalam. Kājyam karma karoti. Sa-sannyasi. Then describe in the Bhagavad Gita. Anāsthita, everyone is working for enjoy the fruit. And in doing that, there will be 1 lakh of the fruit profit, and I shall be very happy because I purchased 3 motor cars and I shall drink 3 bottles daily. So, this is the karma phal astra. He has taken astra as center on the result of that astra. But one who has no more center for the result of that religion. He may be a very big businessman earning lakhs of rupees, but he, if he is engaging the whole thing for Krishna, then he will be there. That's Arjuna. Arjuna is a fighter. He was fighting. He is a vairagya. Because he was fighting for Krishna. He is a vairagya. But that does not mean that I dress myself like a sannyasi, and within my heart I try to become one with God. The biggest ambition. A small people, they have got small ambition. Let me become a millionaire, million people become a prime minister, but he is trying to become God. Let's see how much that can be. And he's a vairagya. He is so ambitious that by changing his dress and naming himself Narayan, he will become one with God. He will become God. That means enjoyer of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. He has become Narayan. Narayan means husband of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Is it not? Lakshmi Narayan. So he has become Narayan, to become Ravan, just like Ravan. He wanted to become the husband of Sita, Rama. That is Rama, I shall become him. Bring that Sita. The result was finished, everything. So this is not Vaidyam. Phalgu Vaidyam. It is called Phalgu Vaidyam. Phalgu Vaidyam means, you know, that is, you have Phalgu, you know, and Gaya. So you will find that it dry. That you put your hand and there you are. Similarly, superficially, you will see, he has taken sannyas. He has no desire. But the desire is that if you put in your hand in your heart, you'll find, you have a great desire to become God. Phalgu Vaidyam. Another term is Markat Vaidyam. Markat Vaidyam. Markat means monkey. That is another Vaidyam. He lives in forest and eats fruit and even naked. These are all Vaidyam. Fruit eater, naked, and living in jungle, has no son. But you see, 3 dozen wives. Not one wife, it's monkey. You know, monkeys have got at least 3 dozen wives. And they have got a gang. Akumanga? So that is called monkey Vaidyam. Superficially, he is naked, eating fruit, living in the forest, has so much attached to him. See that? So this sort of nonsense Vaidyam is not Krishna. So it's full attachment, and they are passing on as sannyasi Vaidyam. Vaidyam means that one who has renounced everything for Krishna. That is Vaidyam. Nothing for himself, but everything for Krishna. That is Vaidyam. The gopi, the greatest Vaidyam. Because there is everything was for Krishna. Gopi bhavar kam mutabhila hari. They have no other desire, anything. How Krishna you have? That is Vaidyam. They did this prayer even for their husband, even for their brother, even for, Krishna. Simply Krishna. They took the risk of being defamed. Suppose a woman goes to ordinary to another man, how much derided she becomes in the society. But they didn't care for this, for Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayodite, Janayati Asu Vairagyam, Jnanantajat Asu Vairagyam. This is very important.